Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The number of new cases of coronavirus in the U.S. continues to decline, and the pace of vaccinations is accelerating. But as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, demand for the vaccine outstrips supply.
So far, more than 38 million people in the U.S. have received at least one dose of vaccine, and about 1.6 million shots are being administered a day. The Biden administration has finalized deals to buy 200 million more doses from Pfizer and Moderna by the end of July. But for the moment, demand exceeds supply, says Dr. Mark Boom, CEO of Houston Methodist Hospital.
We're still seeing far, far, far more people who desire vaccine than we can possibly give it to at the present time.
As states have ramped up capacity to deliver shots, an additional vaccine could help boost supply. Advisors to the FDA will convene later this month to discuss emergency use authorization of the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The senior U.S. senator from North Carolina is facing condemnation from his own party after voting to convict Donald Trump at the former president's impeachment trial this weekend. Rusty Jacobs of North Carolina Public Radio reports.
Senator Richard Burr was one of seven Republican senators to join 50 Democrats in voting against the ex-president, still short of the two-thirds needed to convict Trump. Burr said House Democrats presented compelling evidence that Trump was guilty of inciting an insurrection against a co-equal branch of government when his supporters stormed the Capitol on January 6th. He initially opposed impeachment of a former office holder on constitutional grounds. The state GOP's Central Committee is expected to vote tonight on whether to censure Burr. The third-term senator said 5 years ago he would not run again in 2022. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Durham, North Carolina.
A powerful winter storm is bringing snow from Texas to Maine. Corinne Boyer of member station WEKU reports Kentucky officials are asking people to stay off the roads for the next few days as the state braces for two storms this week.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the additional winter storms will bring more snow, ice, and sleet across the state. At times, snowfall could accumulate at 1 to 2 inches per hour. By Wednesday, three winter storms will have hit the state in 1 week. Kentucky Transportation Secretary Jim Gray says snowfall will outpace the state's ability to plow roads.
The National Weather Service is warning this morning that travel will become, quote, difficult to impossible.
Because more power outages are expected, Beshear warned against the use of gas stoves as alternative heating sources, which can cause carbon monoxide poisoning. For NPR News, I'm Corinne Boyer in Lexington, Kentucky.
This is NPR. The severe winter storm that's moving across the eastern half of the nation has knocked out power to more than 2.7 million customers in Texas, and it's straining the state's electricity grid. The entire state is dealing with some combination of bitter cold, ice, and snow, and the governor has declared an emergency. Temperatures are in the single digits in several cities, including Dallas. NASA's latest six-wheeled rover is on track to reach Mars Thursday. NPR's Joe Palca reports this mission is the first step in an ambitious plan to bring samples of Martian rocks back to Earth.
The rover is called Perseverance. It carries a number of instruments to conduct its own exploration of Martian rocks. But as sophisticated as the rover's instruments are, they don't have all the capabilities of a fully equipped lab here on Earth. So one of Perseverance's major goals is to collect rock samples that can someday be studied in one of those labs. That will require two additional missions, one to collect the samples and put them into orbit around Mars, the other to transfer them from that orbit back to Earth. With help from the European Space Agency, NASA hopes to do that by 2031. Joe Palca, NPR News.
The social networking service Parler says it's officially relaunching. The platform, popular among far-right users, was dropped by Google, Amazon, and Apple after last month's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Parler says it now has its own independent technology. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.